Dear friends in Christ, have you ever felt excluded? I think most of us can relate to a time when we felt that we didn't fit in. Perhaps you felt that way when you first came here to school. Maybe sometimes you even feel that way now. Have you ever had the thought that if someone really knew you, they wouldn't like you? I know that I'm glad that none of you can read my mind and know everything that goes on up in my head. But God knows all my thoughts. He knows everything that I have ever done. And I know that nothing good dwells in me that is in my flesh. So how can God love me? Listen now to Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. When Jesus had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing. Be cleansed." Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them." In this account, we see an outsider come to Jesus, a leper. He comes to Jesus, kneels before him, and worships Jesus. The leper should not have done that. We read in Leviticus chapter 13, "Now the leper on whom the sore is, his clothes shall be torn and his head bare, and he shall cover his mustache and cry, 'Unclean, unclean.' He shall be unclean. All the days he has the sore, he shall be unclean. He is unclean, and he shall dwell alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp." The lepers had to keep their distance. Can you imagine what that would have been like? Imagine that you couldn't live in the dorm or in your house or enter any of the classrooms, but you had to stay down in the woods and warn people who would come near not to come near, shouting, "Unclean, unclean." You couldn't hang out with your friends or with your family. Wouldn't that be a depressing existence? Now, this isolation had a practical reason, however. The lepers had a horribly contagious and disfiguring disease, and to prevent this disease from spreading, they had to maintain their distance. And no one would ever want to get near to someone with leprosy. Today we don't come into contact much with leprosy in our country, but it's still a problem in some places. When I was on one of the mission helper trips to India, one day we drove by this big billboard that said, "Leprosy is a treatable disease," encouraging people to seek treatment. My thought was, leprosy? There are lepers here? It made me a little nervous. Now, leprosy isn't something that you may ever come into contact with, but I'm sure you can think of various diseases that you would prefer to avoid, like H1N1, SARS, anthrax, even someone who is HIV positive. But what does this leper have to do with us? Well, by nature, we are like this leper. By nature, we were sinful and unclean, and we were excluded from God's kingdom. As we read in Ephesians chapter 2, "We were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world." Like this leper's diseased flesh that doesn't function properly, we have been unable to perfectly do what God has required of us. And we have also done the things that God has commanded us not to do. And our disobedience is more abhorrent to God than any highly contagious disease is to us. We were separated from God because of our sin. By nature, we were children of God's wrath. And it doesn't matter how many good works we have done, how many you have done, because no amount of works can change the fact that we were infected with the disease of sin and unclean before God, just like this leper. The leper came to Jesus believing that Jesus could heal him, but he wasn't sure that Jesus wanted to heal him. He came and knelt before Jesus and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Do you ever doubt that Jesus wants to help you? Are you ever hesitant to bring a concern to him because you think he wouldn't consider it important? Have you ever doubted that God loves you? Sure, we know that God so loved the world, this mass of almost 7 billion people that he gave his one and only Son. But does he really love you specifically? Well, what does Jesus do when the leper comes to him? He had every right to say, "Get away from me, you unclean thing." But that's not what Jesus does. Jesus reached out and touched him. Can you believe that? Think of the most disgusting thing you can imagine, something that you would never want to touch. And that's what Jesus does here. If you asked anyone standing there, they would have told you Jesus should not have done that. But he touches the leper and says, "I am willing." In the original Greek, this is just one small four-letter word, "fellow." I want to. Can you imagine a more beautiful word to hear from Jesus? "I am willing," says Jesus. Jesus didn't grudgingly touch the leper. He wanted to heal the leper. In the same way, we are wanted by God. Jesus wants to save us. God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Even though we were by nature sinful and unclean, Jesus came to us. He became flesh and dwelt among us. And while we were still sinners, he died for us. How did things turn out for the leper? Jesus touched him and said, "Be clean," and immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Jesus actually healed him. Likewise, Jesus has healed us, not from leprosy or another physical disease, but of something far worse. Jesus has cleansed us from our sin. Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. Through Jesus, God reconciled the world to himself, and that includes you. Jesus, who knew no sin, took your sin upon himself, suffered and died in your place, so that you might become the righteousness of God. It doesn't matter what you have done, your sin is cleansed by the blood of Jesus that he shed on the cross for you. He paid for all of your sins. So when you feel alone or excluded, or you doubt the love of God for you, remember this leper. Though we, like this leper, were unworthy and unclean, we are wanted. Jesus was willing and came to us. While we, in our sin, were untouchable, Jesus, in his love, has touched us with his saving power. He has removed your sin and made you clean. Believe and trust in what Jesus has done for you, and know that he cares about you. We close now by singing hymn 149, verses 1 and 2. Hymn 149, 1 and 2.